You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. If you've been closely following the news in the past few weeks, you know that the violence in Mexico is quickly escalating as the government is clashing with different Mexican drug cartels. And that violence is right on our southern border and seems to be spilling into some border communities. Unfortunately, what we've been hearing in the headlines is only part of the story. In her article this week in Newsweek magazine, Washington correspondent Eve Conant, along with her colleague Arian Campo Flores, point out that this problem is getting a lot further into the United States than just along our Mexican border. And Eve, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Most people don't think of Greenville, Tennessee or Sheboygan, Wisconsin as hotbeds of the international drug trade, especially involving Mexican drug cartels. How recently has this exploded, and what's responsible for the explosion?
The explosion of this has been happening over the past perhaps year or two, but really heating up in the past 6 to 8 months or so. My work was very much focused in Arizona, and one of the things that local law enforcement was telling me was that there have been splits within the cartels over some in January 2008, others in the summer of 2008, and those splits have actually really caused some of what we're seeing right now. So those, I would say the first half of 2008 has led to a lot of the spike, and in the Phoenix area, that's been seen in kidnappings.
Absolutely. The most kidnappings in the United States, if I'm not mistaken, well over 300 compared to just over 100 back in 2000. Do you take us inside some of these stories of how folks get abducted and how this violence just kind of spirals out of control? What are experts saying about our ability to get a handle on it inside our own borders, and how are they going about doing that?
Well, as the head of the newly created kidnapping squad in the Phoenix Police told me, her name is Lori Burgett, and she grew up in Texas. She said, this is like a Texas anthill. You lift off the lid and look inside and just say, oh, my God, and sometimes you just want to put the lid right back on it, in that there is just so much going on. There is all this busy work of criminal activity that is going on behind the scenes. You drive around Phoenix, you wouldn't know it, but if you spend some time with the cops, it's just jaw-dropping what's happening. And the kidnappings are very much a Mexican sort of Central American technique of terror that hasn't really been a hallmark of American criminals. In Phoenix, what you have are these roving bands of criminal groups called bajadores, or takedown gangs, that come up, they cross the border, they'll do some of the cartel's dirty business, like extort money or get money back from someone who lost a load of drugs or humans, because human smuggling is a big part of this, and then dart back across the border. So you have issues here in the kidnappings that touch all agencies, from a drug enforcement agency to local police to the sheriff to ICE and to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and everyone is trying to use every possible law on the books to try to stop this, because it's growing and growing, and the techniques are very south of the border techniques that are being used now here in places like Phoenix and further into the main body of America as well, the kidnappings being the main one. The other are home invasions, where gangs will wear police uniforms, shout police, run in, and basically impersonate officers to get access to a home, tie people up, duct tape their mouths to either kill them or to keep them quiet. It's very, very violent.
And very, very startling as well. Eve, you mentioned something there that I want to follow up on, and that's that human smuggling. There are a lot of people who see this drug violence and say, well, if I don't get involved in the drug trade or become a user, these people won't bother me. But it sounds like that's not necessarily true.
Yes and no. I think for the time being, at least in Phoenix, where this is all happening, it is very criminal-oriented. These are kidnapping crews kidnapping a drug dealer, or a drug dealer and his buddies kidnapping a human smuggler. So it's very much, they're taking care of themselves, thank goodness. The problem is that, especially with the economy the way it is right now, there are all sorts of foreclosed homes. There are suburban homes that people desperately need to rent out. All of this, everything that I saw with the sheriff's office, with the police, 2 a.m. SWAT teams breaking down doors, kids in the high-speed car chases, houses full of bales of marijuana. These were in suburban 2- and 3-car garage neighborhoods. I spoke to one neighborhood who slept with a machine, two machine guns under his bed. He had five kids. He couldn't let them out in the yard. So, you know, it is touching people. It is getting into these neighborhoods where you would least expect it. But what you're not having, as one of the cops told me, what you would see in Mexico is, say, the president of Wells Fargo being kidnapped. You're not getting that yet, but what you are seeing is these horrible things happening right next door to a perfectly normal, law-abiding family.
About 90 seconds left with Eve Conant of Newsweek. And Eve, you also point out in the story that the U.S. is very concerned about Mexico. It's right there with Pakistan as a possibility for a sudden failure as a nation. If, in fact, something like that were to happen, how would this exacerbate the problem?
I went down to the border area with a Border Patrol agent. They're working incredibly hard, but the defense stops. You know, you get a quarter of a mile away from one of the checkpoints, and this 15-foot-high metal fence just stops, and there you see the footsteps of people coming in. I could only see it getting worse, and I don't see with the manpower they have at present, unless something happens, that they can stop it.
So it sounds like the problem may get quite a bit worse before it gets better. Eve, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Eve Conant is a Washington correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Her article, The Enemy Within, appears in the new March 23rd edition of Newsweek. This is Dateline Washington.